I've been looking forward to the chance to meet Dave Dombrowski, one of the most highly respected general managers in all of baseball through his time with the Red Sox, the Detroit Tigers. He guided a Florida Marlins team to a world title. I had forgotten the Montreal Expo part of this. And, man, you talk about a book that could be written about his experiences in the game. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, George. How about yourself?
Good. I'm guessing that the old Montreal stuff, that'd be a book by itself.
It would be. It was an interesting time in life. And you know when you've been around for a while when you tell people you work for a franchise that's no longer in existence. So there were a lot of great times and great memories. Montreal is a real nice city, too. So a lot of good players that were up there.
As most people know by now, you have become part of the John Lohr Group trying to get a Major League Baseball team into our great city. Kind of tell me how all this came about to start with.
Well, I've heard about Music City Baseball a little bit for a couple of years from primarily Tony La Russa, who a very good friend of mine, and we worked together back in Chicago, but we were recently working in Boston together, so I had a pulse of it. I had met John a few times throughout the years at a couple of conferences that Tony actually held for Animal Rescue Foundation and Leaders and Legends and Pets and Vets. So we had met. And then back in November, we were at one of his conferences, and we were introduced once again and had a chance to chat. And then afterwards, Tony followed up by introducing the two of us, kind of putting us together to see if there was any interest in getting together and working on the Music City Baseball aspect of this. And so for me, I had a chance to talk to John. I flew here in December, met with John, Alberto Gonzalez, and the next morning had coffee with Lee Barfield in addition to those two, and really started to talk about it, wondering if the timing was right for me to come on board or not. I was asking them, and they had felt that they really wanted to bring somebody on that had some baseball actual front office experience. And fortunately for me, I've got the baseball end, the business end of it. So came here again and in January, and my wife came with me. And then I think anybody that comes to Nashville at this point is just enthralled with the city. You just fall in love with it. And you see the growth taking place. And they continued to outline all of their thought processes and how they wanted to make this happen. And to me, when you looked at the individuals that were involved with the plans that they had, people that I liked a great deal, a great city like Nashville, and a real challenge, something different for me at this point in my career after being head of a baseball operations for such a long time, but also in a position where I had some experience with starting an expansion team, was on the baseball and the operation only down in Florida when I joined them. But all of those things just led me to thinking this would be a great opportunity. And fortunately, John and Alberto and Lee and the rest of the group have given me that opportunity.
Dave, as a hardcore baseball fan who's trying to read all the tea leaves of this kind of stuff, MLB's made it pretty clear that until Oakland and Tampa Bay get their stadium situations done, nothing is really going to happen. But it does seem to me, with the winter meetings coming here a year from December, that your group is going to get a chance at an audience to really sell what it is you want to sell and what develops in the next 18 months. Is that a fair assessment of this thing?
Well, I think so. I think that would be a fair assessment. The one thing we will never control is Major League Baseball's time schedule and what they want to do in this situation, because there's been no promises, of course, attached to us. The commissioner has made that statement about settling Tampa and Oakland. The other thing he has said is that in the past he would like the game, if he could, to go to 32 teams because it makes it much easier from a scheduling perspective. In addition to that, as you go forward, you just look at a lot of things that would be easier with the game being at 32 teams. But I think any decision that's involved with us, we need to be prepared for any decision that could take place if expansion or relocation is granted. The one thing with relocation, though, is that if, let's just say, and there's no indication of this, that after the 2021 season, Major League Baseball said, we want to relocate franchise X here. And we're in a position where they could not relocate to Nashville because we don't have a ballpark. So for us, we would look more long-term, and there would probably be more viable cities at that point for an immediate franchise relocation. But we want to be in a position where we're prepared for anything that takes place. And of course, one thing none of us know is how this pandemic has worked itself into the equation for not only baseball, but for everything else in life.
Dave, I want to ask you one baseball question. You hired a guy at one point that I just think is a baseball genius in Jim Leland. And while I enjoyed the night of the Francisco Cabrera hit, as a hardcore Braves fan, what happened, I felt really bad for Jim Leland because that was sort of the end of a really nice run in Pittsburgh. What is it about him that is the genius in Jim Leland?
Well, I'll have to admit I'm a bit partial here because I totally agree with you, and Jim's one of my best friends throughout the years here, and I always stay in touch all the time. But I think it's really a combination of factors. First of all, he knows the game of baseball inside and out. Secondly, he's a great communicator. He has a way, his own unique style of communicating with individuals. He genuinely cares about people. He's in a, and his players know that. He can be tough with them if he has to be, but they respect him so much because he also loves them. And so that combination of factors just has a great instinct of the game. He managed in the minor leagues for so long. He came as prepared as he possibly could to coach at the big league level under Tony La Russa with the White Sox as the third base coach. So they ended up having basically the best resume that you possibly could have. Somebody that managed all those years at the minor league level. He had played for a short time period, coached at the big league level, was around good people, and then had the opportunity to just take off and use all those abilities. And he has, to me, he's a Hall of Fame manager. Sometimes people look at only a manager's records, and they're not always indicative of how great the manager is, because in Jim's case, even though he led a club to the World Series, I mean, he was with building clubs in Pittsburgh. We broke up the World Championship Club from him in 97 into 1998. That was really a tough year. But you look what he did when he came back to Detroit, and he turned our franchise around at that point again. So he's a Hall of Famer, and I think those are all reasons, plus many more, that make him such a great manager.
Terry, say hello to Dave Dombrowski.
Dave, great to talk to you. I guess one
Thank
of the
you,
first
Terry,
things I would want to ask you about this whole thing as far as expansion and all, I know that when most people in Nashville either have a connection to the Atlanta Braves, the St. Louis Cardinals, or the Cincinnati Reds, because those teams are within driving proximity of Nashville, about 3 to 5 hours, depending on which part of town you live in. Does it make more sense, just from a personal standpoint, does it make more sense that maybe if Nashville lands a franchise, that needs to go in the American League because there are not American League teams within about 8 hours of here?
Well, I'm not so sure of that. I mean, in some ways that would make sense. But the other way, I think you would have some just real natural rivals with those teams, too. So I'm not sure. Major League Baseball ultimately will make that type of decision. And I think when you're in our situation, you would take whatever you could get at that particular point. But having an American League team, which would be different for people, would be great. But I would also be that I'm sure there's a lot of, which we will need to convert over time period here in Nashville. And there are a lot of Reds and Braves and Cardinals and probably even Cubs fans in this territory, and we'll need to convert them to be Stars fans over the time period.
And one of the things, too, I know that baseball wants to get Oakland and Tampa Bay, for those franchises to kind of get their stadium situation, get their house in order really before they tackle expansion. But a theory has also been floated out there that maybe because of the lost revenue of not being able to have fans in the stands and only a 60-game season this year, that the COVID-19 pandemic might force the owners to reconsider and maybe expand a little bit quicker than they had initially thought, simply for the fact that it would be a chance for them to recoup some of the money that's been lost this year. Have you heard any talk or any thoughts of that at all?
Well, I have read those things and that thought process, and it intrigues me a great deal, and there is some sense to that. Have no indication that will take place. It would be great for us if it did take place. But there is some thought behind it. There's some reasoning when you think of that, because a way that when you look at what an expansion fee will cost, which we know will be very large, that's money that's distributed. The Major League Central office keeps some of that money, but distributes it to other clubs. And, of course, it would be times two, because if you expand, you have to go from 30 to 32 teams. That's a way for Major League Baseball to put a lot of revenue in the ownership's pockets. So it's a possibility, and I hope it's a practicality when time goes on.
And I want to ask you this, too. This is my last question before I turn it over to Jack. Just reflecting on your own career as a general manager and as a front office executive, is there a particular job stop that you hold in high regard or satisfaction more than one? Maybe, you know, keeping the Montreal team competitive despite the challenges there, or building the Marlins from scratch, rebuilding the Tigers. Does any one particular situation stand out more than the others for you as far as satisfaction and enjoyment?
Well, that's a great question. And I will say that every experience that I had in every city has been a great one. I've really enjoyed every single one of them. There's not any that I look back and say, I really didn't like that one. I think if I was probably going to trace back, starting a franchise from the very beginning, which we did in Florida, the bonds that you make at that particular time, and you see it grow, and then the success that you have, I think that perhaps the memories are there are more so as far as just not necessarily not only baseball memories on the field, but then when I look back and I say, well, look what we did in Detroit, and we had a franchise that was really scuffling and ended up, you know, unfortunately getting to the World Series twice but never winning it, and of course going to Boston for a short time with a prestigious franchise and winning a world championship. And my first stop as a general manager was in Montreal. So all of them are memorable, but if you said, okay, I'm going to twist your arm and go ahead and choose one of them, I'd probably choose the Florida one since it started from the very beginning.
Jack?
Hey, Dave, good to speak with you.
Same here, Jack. Good to talk to you.
Your title with the Nashville Stars is baseball advisor. Can you kind of tell us what tasks and responsibilities you may be in charge of with that?
Well, right now, advisors / consultants, I think we're all trying to do that, because when you don't actually have a franchise, you're all working together on everything that you possibly can, and you lend some of your expertise in your areas maybe more so to the group, which mine would be more of the running a baseball team from the baseball and the business perspective. When you look at John Lohr and a lot of the expertise he has, I mean, he's been able to put together the group and tries to get investors and talks to city officials, and Alberto Gonzalez with his knowledge of the whole area and being in a position where he talks about the legal aspects and knowing people within the city of Nashville and across the country. So I think you work hand in hand together with your expertise. And for example, our next steps, which we're going to be trying to achieve together, I mean, we need to get a ballpark. We're looking, our preferable site is the East Bank. We would be talking to people about to see if we can try to make that happen. And we'll all work together on that. There's a feasibility study that we have that works with us. We talk about building a ballpark and what it may look like with a retractable roof. A lot of efforts are being made now with all the national conversations about social justice and racial equality, how we can make sure to do that correctly as we put the franchise together. You know, our ties with the Negro Leagues at this time, with the Nashville Stars name and with the Hall of Fame and the Negro League Hall of Fame and revenue sharing partnership. And we're talking about the creation of a diversity oversight committee, which we will make happen. So all of those things really become a focus for us. And, I mean, people, which I love the on-field aspect and the playing aspect, and we'll always follow that very closely, even though we're not involved. Really, all those things become priorities for us. Getting to know people within the city of Nashville is extremely important for me. And the state of Tennessee, because we need to be a regional team to attract fans from not only this area, but from all over the state and all over the region.
It's pretty clear that you're committed to bringing baseball to Nashville, but is there any job in baseball, maybe GM, any other of those names, any other of those titles that would sway you to leave the city and maybe explore other opportunities somewhere else?
No, not at this point. Really, before I came here and we had the discussions we needed, I really thought it would be fair only to the group here that even though – I've always enjoyed being in charge of a baseball operation. I actually loved it, that before I came here and committed to the group, that I would want to make that type of commitment to the organization. So for me, and it shows, my wife and I will be moving here by at the end of August, and we're making this our home. We're really committed to making this happen at this point, and hopefully this, for us, can be a long-term stop where we make all this happen and are playing baseball up here for a long, long time.
And finally, Tim Corbin spent two decades down on West End coaching Vanderbilt baseball. Have you had any conversations with him?
I have talked to Tim. We had a conversation. I've met Tim a little bit in passing throughout my years in the game. But really, when I came here earlier in the year in February, we went out to a practice, John Moore and I did, and then all of us went out with our families, actually, with our wives, and had dinner together. So we had a nice conversation at that time. So Tim's as impressive a baseball person as you'll meet. And, of course, the Vanderbilt program, you make the argument, and very justifiably so, that it's the top college baseball program in the country.
Dave, I got to ask you something before we let you go. On this show, every Thursday from 3 to 4 o'clock, through a friendship that goes back about 10 years now, Danny Evans comes on our show. You guys worked together at one point, didn't you?
Yep, Danny, we gave him a start when I was with the White Sox organization. He started in the front office for us way back when. I didn't know that Danny came on here, but
yeah.
When you do talk to him, please tell him I said hi. Oh, yeah, we worked together for a while.
I thought so.
Throughout the years, we've stayed in contact. I haven't seen him in a while, but he being in the game of baseball, and then I know he went into some agency and scouting. So, yes, we did work together, and I'm talking a long time ago.
Probably. Oh, I know it.
I don't know the exact year Danny started, but it had to be the early 80s, and you're talking about around 40 years ago.
Well, he'll be on in about 20 minutes, so I'll pass on your best wishes. I'm going to get him to town for a hockey game next year. Maybe we can get all of us together at some point.
Love to do it, for sure. He's a very good man, and he's been a good friend throughout my time in the game.
Hey, thank you for taking the time to come on with us. Really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Dave Dombrowski has been our guest. This guy has seen it all in baseball. This is a really good move on their end to be able to get him actively involved in what's going on.